Well, Florida Audubon Society has filed legal petitions to force the South Florida Water Management District to enforce more stringent laws to reduce phosphorus levels in the Everglades. According to the News Service of Florida, the environmental group wants an administrative law judge to rule on separate permits granted to U.S. Sugar Corporation, Sugar Farms Cooperative, and the Sugarcane Growers Cooperative that Audubon says do not require individual farms to reduce phosphorus releases to permissible levels, a requirement that began back in 2007. This, despite what water management officials say, has been a dramatic reduction in the amount of phosphorus released into the Everglades, with the amount of phosphorus flowing from the 470,000-acre area just south of Lake Okeechobee down an average of 55% per year since 1994, more than double the reduction called for in the Everglades Forever Act. However, Audubon claims that while many farms in the Everglades agricultural area have met or exceeded phosphorus reduction goals, the average hides a small percentage of farms that continue to far exceed the recommended release levels. The suit will be forwarded to the Division of Administrative Hearings, which will assign a judge to oversee the case. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.